that if we look at people who win the lottery, many of them end up back with exactly as much money as they started with. But even those that don't end up with a lifestyle and, more important, an internal narrative that is fundamentally unchanged from what it was before. That if we talk to people who are telling themselves a story about money as an enemy and money as a hindrance, these people use check cashing services. These people are in credit card debt. These people are a victim of money because it's part of the story they tell themselves. People who start with exactly the same resources in the same socioeconomic sector that view money as a tool figure out how to save a dollar, then $2, then $5, then $10 until they're not paying interest anymore. They're getting interest. They're using money as a tool. The story informed all of it. One of the things that we have to understand is that money follows rules of physics. One of the rules it follows is debt grows and savings grow slower. So if you go $1 in debt every week, after a few years, you will be insanely in debt. And if you add $1 a week to your savings, after a few years, you'll have some savings. If you're on the debt side of that equation, it's almost impossible to get out.